are listening to the Fantasy Alarm DFS NBA podcast with hosts John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FA Nation? John Pemba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Lime NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Wednesday's 13-game main slate. James, 13 games, you know, we hate this, right? I mean, there's just so many players to pick from. We do our best to really, like, narrow down the games that we're going to be targeting and cut the player pool down as much as we can and identify the right chalk. And you know there's going to be value that opens up. But it seems like the last like couple 13-game slates, there's been a team that has ruled out like six of their rotational players.
Yep.
And then we're forced to jam in a bunch of low-floor guys.
Yep.
And one night it worked. The other night, we played the Wizards value. You missed. Like, it's really, it sucks when you're forced to play guys. And I once again, Miami, like half their roster is questionable tonight against a Boston team that just beat the Hornets, who ruled out all of their starters by like 45. Like, you know, so this is going to feel like another slate where it's like, great, we have to play, you know, like all these value guys that aren't going to hit, you know, like.
Yep. And there's a couple of teams like that, like Orlando. Already ruled out Carter, Suggs, Okeke, maybe Bamba.
But they are getting Cole Anthony and Fultz back, though.
Yeah. I mean, I am extremely excited for somebody who shouldn't be out of their rotation to be out of their rotation soon. Can't wait for that.
Should be Terrence Ross, probably. Trade him to a contender and let these young guys play.
Him and Gary Harris both, right? Like, both probably seemingly gone.
Yeah, listen, but Harris showed the other night. He almost 10x'd to $3,900. Well, get him on a team that can win.
Yeah, still a good 3-and-D guy. I mean, yeah, you're right. Now I guess the one and that the caveat to that is if you're playing multiple lineups, of course you can like fade and get it, you know, spread out your exposures. But usually like in cash games in these situations, like you're playing these guys that like have low floors and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, it's been frustrating. Definitely. We've been stressing it all year, 13 games, 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is, have to monitor the news up until lock because things are so crazy when 26 teams are going on a slate. So make sure we monitor the news all the way up until roster lock and beyond it, honestly, because, I mean, Popovich is on this slate after lineup lock. So anything's possible after.
Yeah, and Carlisle still exists as well.
So. Yep, and Carlisle. I think Carlisle in the late window too, John.
Yeah, Sacramento, I know. Crazy.
I don't know if you've looked at Vegas, by the way. Speaking of Rick Carlisle, that total in that game. 241, which is the definitely the highest on the board. I think maybe just the second time all year we've seen a total over 240.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it here again. We're going to cut down these player pools for you all. We got 13 games. This one may be a quicker podcast for 13 games because we're really just going to try to identify the guys that are worthy of building lineups around at each tier. So we're going to start at the top, right? John Morant's at 10-9 against Minnesota. Very expensive play for John Morant here at $10,900. We say that because in this group, if I'm going to pick one guy, it's got to be Halliburton at $9,500, right? Like, you can spend it for SGA, Booker, Morant. Like, Booker just went for 70. All that's fine. Halliburton's given you 60 in two of the last three. He's under $10,000. If we're talking about value, we're talking about price, we're talking about matchup, everything is Tyrese Halliburton in a revenge game going back to Sacramento. Again, other guys are fine. For me, it's Halliburton, and it's kind of move on down.
Yep. And I've heard Halliburton talk about his time in Sacramento coming to an end abruptly, and he didn't expect it, and he was definitely bitter about it. So I think that there is going to be a little revenge on his mind. I think we could get a ceiling scoring game out of Tyrese Halliburton here, not just the assist. I think 30 is in his bag. I mean, 241 total, can't beat that.
Nope, definitely can't beat that. Under $9,000, Anthony Simons last night, obviously, again, shot the moon, 37 actual, 53 fantasy points. He's giving you 50 now in two of the last three, 38 and 37 points actually scored in those games here. Drawing the Lakers, you've been on this a little bit. The Lakers defense hasn't been that bad. Pat Bev, is he expected to return to this game?
Yep, he is.
So where are you sitting on Simons when it comes to this matchup here?
I mean, Simons is a bucket. right? I mean, he just scores the basketball. He has a high usage rate without Damian Lillard. So Dennis Schroeder being in the lineup only helps Anthony Simons, especially with Schroeder guarding him. I know Patrick Beverley is expected back, but I think we all expect Schroeder to get some time on the court as well. So I think Simons is nothing but a tournament play. Very hard to trust in cash because he is volatile, but he's going to take a boatload of shots. And as we've seen through the last three, as you mentioned, 30 plus actual point upside. Lakers currently eighth in defensive rating. They were better earlier in the year, but eighth in defensive rating. What I do like, John, though, Lakers number one team in pace once again. So using guys against them are going to be optimal, just considering the pace of spot for Portland. Portland 28th. Doesn't get much bigger in terms of discrepancy in, from pace a pace standpoint. So I love Simons for tournaments. Wouldn't use him in cash, but tournaments all aboard.
Yep. Next tier guys below, I think Fred VanVleet's too cheap. I understand guys may be coming back for them, and that's something to watch, but maybe that keeps Toronto a little bit more competitive in this game. McCollum looks like he's working his way out of COVID protocols here, so I'm expecting that he likely...
And Ingram's out.
Yeah, and Ingram's out. So I think this could be an interesting spot for VanVleet. I like Holiday at $7,300 going up against the Knicks. Now, Knicks coming off a big blowout win last night. Randall had a monster day. Brunson only played 18 minutes in that game, though. So, you know, it's not like they got too worn down. Right. But a good spot to attack guards. We've done it all season long with point guards there. Drew Holiday at 73. And then Jamal Murray, we just saw this matchup for him. In 25 minutes, he went for 46 fantasy points, 45 or more in three of the last four games. We said it at the beginning of the year, like, play Jamal Murray now. He's not going to be this cheap again. Like, he's only going to go up. So it's whether or not you think Houston can hang in this one or not. But $7,200 is a really good spot for him as well.
Yeah, as in everyone who wasn't playing Jamal Murray missed the window. Right, missed the window to get him at 6K. Never coming back. Nope. So, Do we know? Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. already out. Like, I think
Bones is questionable.
Yeah, I think that both those guys, just being such high usage players, just only helps Jamal Murray's case to continue to grow for Denver.
Yep, I agree with you there. Any other guards in this range for you? For me, maybe Trey Jones at 63.
I mean, it just all depends on, like, them staying close. Like, they stay close in that game, and Trey Jones has an absolute ceiling. It's crazy. We haven't really seen that, but, like, we know he's capable of it. OKC might be without SGA. Like, we don't know his status for today. Josh Giddey would obviously be a core option if SGA is out because – I mean, they're already facing the Spurs. Giddey's already in play, I think, even with SGA. And if SGA is out, I mean, all aboard Josh Giddey. So I think that's, you know, probably where I'd go in this tier. Obviously, I think Jaylen Brown still listed questionable, correct?
Yeah, but I think he'll be good. So I think the Heat status will depend on the status of Boston.
If nobody plays, Jaylen Brown's out again?
Yeah, if nobody's going to play for Miami, they're not going to throw out, you know, those guys there. So that's how I look at it.
Well, if he's out, I mean, look, nobody plays Marcus Smart. Everyone immediately pivots to Malcolm Brogdon, and I get it.
Which because works. Brogdon, it was fine.
Yeah, no, it was great. Like, I'm not complaining about playing Malcolm Brogdon, but it's the same story every time. But who's better, Malcolm Brogdon, Derek White? Who's always the forgotten man in this triangle of guards that they have? Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart is the one that's averaging 7.5 assists per game. Marcus Smart just went for 54. Yeah. Like, no one's going to play him. So, if there's no Jaylen Brown, I love Brogdon. I love White. I think they're both firmly in play, and they both have upside, and they both have a nice floor. Marcus Smart is going to be the lesser-owned of all of them.
Smart was like 11% the other day.
Dude, nobody played him. He was in every winning lineup.
Because the price, right? Like, because he's in the mid-tier price, and it was like, I'll just get value. Like, why would I spend 6K on Marcus Smart? It's like, because he's... No. The last two times Jaylen Brown was out, he went for 50. He went Detroit and then Charlotte. So something to watch there for sure. Are you going to play any of the Orlando guards?
No, but I will be playing Reggie Jackson.
Okay.
Again, Reggie Jackson coming off 54 fantasy points.
Yeah, the back-to-back just worries me, but it's a good price.
It does. And it's a great matchup, too. Utah, like, they have not been defending whatsoever. They are 23rd in defensive rating. They always have these massive totals in every game they're involved in. 225 is on the lower end of the spectrum, but that's because the Clippers are, you know, not the most offensive sound team without Paul George and Kawhi. But Reggie Jackson, back-to-back, maybe limited tournaments. Okay. So cheap, though, dude. $5,400.
Yeah. If we're going for some value plays, I think Monty Morris is fine at 47. If this Brooklyn, they stay close with Brooklyn, he can get you the fantasy points that you're looking for there. Jalen Noel, we keep talking about it. Karl Anthony Towns is going to miss the next 3 to 4 weeks. They're already without Jordan McLaughlin. They're who else are they? Prince, right, was out.
Yep, Torian Prince.
Is McDaniels still out of the out?
McDaniels is listed as questionable with an illness.
Okay. But Noel, I think, is back into that 25-minute range. We were just hammering him at the beginning of the season. So we talked about it in chat. You know, they're like, oh, like, is he going to start? You know, the usage rate of the guys missing aren't that high. It doesn't matter. Jalen Noel's usage rate is like 35%. Yep. Like, he got on the floor and just hit eight shots, and you're like, this is why you play him. So he's 3,100, and they only bumped him to 39. So on a big slate like this, Jalen Noel is going to be another very popular value play.
Yeah, I think he's just looking at the landscape too. I think he's the only value play that we can really comfortably get.
Gabe Vincent all the way down to $3,200. I mean, he hasn't played in a while, but I mean, I don't know. If everybody's out and he finds his way in, I'll play some Gabe Vincent there.
Agreed.
He's too good to be that cheap. Shooting guard position here. Again, I don't really like any of the top guys. If you wanted to play Garland or Mitchell, like, I'm not going to sit here and stand in your way. It's just, you know, not a spot that I'm in love with always at their price points.
Agreed.
Bradley Beal at 87, I think, is doable against Brooklyn. He's been really good since he's come back into their lineup there. You know, the blowout against Minnesota, you only had 33 fantasy points, but sometimes that happens in blowouts. Anthony Edwards at 8K. What's the usage bump for Edwards without Towns on the floor?
So with Towns off the floor, Edwards is the leading usage getter.
Yep.
32%. He is the leading usage increased player, 4.9% increase. So everything lines up for Anthony Edwards, 32% usage, 1.26 fantasy points per minute, both team highs. So love that. Jalen Noel, by the way, 28.8% usage without Karl Anthony Towns, 1.05 fantasy points per minute. Yeah. So you can get to both those guys, at both in great spots.
Yep, love it. Vassell at 77, I think you can run that. Obviously, the price is getting high on him, but the OKC matchup just allows, I think, for a ceiling potential. They just won't touch Zach LaVine, so we'll just keep playing him. Like, that's fine.
It's 25-5 every slate. Don't touch his price.
Don't touch his price tag. So we'll just keep playing him. I'll just keep playing Zach LaVine at $7,300. Like, totally cool. That's what you're gonna give him to me.
And we know there's a ceiling too. Like, he can score 35 points in a game, and it wouldn't surprise
me. Yep. Like, if a couple more threes drop for him, like, he's just out there just knocking them down. So, yep. In Buddy Hield's revenge game as well at 62. We like Halliburton. The price is finally getting back down to where you're comfortable playing Hield. I know the fantasy production hadn't been there, but then he popped off Brooklyn, so we know it's still in there somewhere. $6,200.
Same with Benny Mathurin.
Yeah. He popped. Someone shared he and LeBron had the same stat line the other day.
Dude, that is going to, for the next however many years LeBron plays, that's the next best rivalry in the NBA. Mathurin versus James.
Yeah. Listen, we love the kid. They just, like, are very, I mean, Carlisle, right? It's like one day he plays 25, next day he plays 32, and you got, like, Newbard in the lineup or something, Neesmith, right? Like, you're like, what's going on?
Tournaments only, but.
Yep, I agree with you. Would you run Beasley out there at 55? I mean, he gave you another 26 fantasy points. You know, he's not giving you ceiling, but giving you 5x, you know?
You like the minutes without Conley, right? Like, you're comfortable with the minutes. Like, that's just seemingly what he's going to play with Mike Conley off the floor. So
I didn't touch on Sexton, but both of him are good plays, I think. Sexton maybe more at 54, but still
a great
play. You mentioned Norm Powell, 20 actual in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Yep.
Only 24 minutes in that game. Is that worrisome for you?
Maybe it was because, I mean, he had a bad first half and then just obviously went nuclear in the second half.
He hasn't really topped that, though. 24, 26, 24 the last three games.
Yeah, maybe that's just the role they want him to play. And that's where he's been good, right? I mean, he's been really good in this last stretch. And maybe coincidentally, it's been the minutes. So I still think he's in play because they need his scoring. There's no George. I mean, they're going to get John Wall back here.
Yeah.
It is worth mentioning. I forgot kind of when I was talking about Reggie Jackson. They get
Wall. Is he officially back? Or he's listed as out.
No, but he hasn't played a back-to-back. So they ruled him out on Tuesday for left knee management.
Okay.
So anytime we've seen the management stuff, it's been just for back-to-back. So we'll see. Maybe he doesn't play. That's a fair point. But I expect John Wall back. So maybe that's a little bump down to everyone else. Because okay. Wall is a high-usage guy.
Sure. Let's see there. I mean, man, as we mentioned, I guess if Wall is in or out, man, at 47 has been pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. He didn't play at all in the second half, by the way. He, like, did not play. Like, they basically just took him off the floor.
Took him off the floor after having 11, 5, and 3.
Great. Yeah.
Classic Clippers. Malik Monk, if you pick the right night, you're in good, you're in good shape. Yeah, you can go for 40.
He is lightning in a bottle.
You can go for 18. You can go for 40. You pick the day, and good luck to you.
Great spot, though, 241. Yeah. If there was ever a spot to, like, go for 40 again, it's this one.
I would agree with you there. Do you trust Gary Harris with some guys coming back?
Maybe because some guys come back, but, like, I think he can play small forward and stuff, so they might just need him to do that, considering who's in and who's – I don't know. Franz is there.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tournaments only, not if you're – I don't think if you're playing a single lineup.
Sure. Grimes started again, even with Reddish back. 32 fantasy points last night. Dark throw. You're never going to get consistency, I don't think, out of him. But, a value play nonetheless. Anybody else for you?
Not that I see, no.
Okay. Small forward position at the very top. You got KD at 11-2. Got a vintage Kevin Durant game the other day, 67. The ceiling does exist in competitive games. Can he do it?
Well, Simmons got hurt.
Ben Simmons got hurt. Ben Simmons is out already for this game, too. So, Ben Simmons is out. $11,200 for Kevin Durant. We didn't talk about Kyrie. Kyrie is at 8-5.
Yeah, Kyrie definitely in tournaments. Durant definitely in tournaments.
You know, where are you on the top? I mean, Tatum's at 10-8 now. Durant's at 11-2. Some of the higher prices we've seen on these guys this year.
I mean, Tatum goes for 60 in that game. Maybe 70
entire fourth quarter.
And Durant, we've said it kind of all year. Like, when Ben Simmons has been out, he's been great. The rebounds have been up and the assists have been up. So yeah, I could see myself getting to Durant. I could see myself getting to Tatum.
DeRozan, Boncaro.
DeRozan, yes, Boncaro. I think it's a little too pricey for me.
Okay.
I know he's been great and he was really good last game, but still being really great only got him 38 fantasy points at 8,200. We could just play Anthony Edwards at this position.
Yep.
Or Lauri Markkanen.
We called it on the last podcast, Chicago Bulls matchup. Like, you had to get
the
in
Bulls.
There,
so. Dude, people hate the Bulls. Yeah. They get like Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen. Like, people just hate this team.
Yeah, if you just build a super team of anti-Bulls players, like, you're out there.
Yeah.
So Markkanen and Edwards, of course. I agree with you there. OG, any interest here? Scotty Barnes is back. Maybe Siakam back as well?
Siakam played last game.
Okay.
He was limited and played 30 minutes. Yeah, of course.
He didn't play 40. He was limited. So.
His limit,
probably too expensive then for these guys, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see here.
Keldon.
I'm so tilted by this Keldon game.
I played it.
So here's what happened was I took the under 2.5 threes. They were getting blown out like this entire game. And then late in the fourth quarter, the Spurs started making a run with Keldon Johnson. Keldon Johnson just came out. They came out of this under 3 timeout. He knocked down back-to-back 3-pointers. They hit the over 2. And it was the only prop I missed of the pick 6 was Keldon Johnson under 2.5. And he had missed the entire day. He was 1-for-7. Under 3 timeout comes out. Boom, boom. Back-to-back 3-pointers. I was so upset. I mean, he's not facing the Lakers, but he is facing the Thunder. So, sure. Yeah. 7,100 if you want. Maybe he starts popping off a bit. Franz is always a guy you can, if you want to go there. Like, that's
30-point floor.
Yep. I agree with you there. Bruce Brown's getting a bit too expensive with guys possibly returning there. Let's see here. What did Grant do? Just 23 fantasy points. Not going to do that. Hunter against Orlando, maybe? Not a bad price tag for him.
Yeah, 5,300 is good.
He's been
right. There is a Bogdan return looming, by the way.
Yeah, it looks doubtful, but we'll
doubtful,
see.
But
yeah,
we'll looming, see. Just saying, like, it's looming.
Trey Murphy, would he start with no Ingram? Probably, right?
Yeah, he started last game. Him and Herb were both super good last game.
I mean, we love Murphy, so if he's starting again, 5,100.
37 minutes, by the way, is amazing to see because they don't play him that many minutes, like ever.
Yep. I'm in. Winslow, you're running back with him, $4,600.
Too many Urkels on your team, that's why you Winslow.
Hey, don't ever do that again.
Okay, no problem.
No, just kidding. 4 straight games and 10 shots. Not bad.
Yeah, he double-double yesterday. And he's starting. Yep. Starting in and Portland. John, I'm starting to love Portland. You know why? Because they just play their starters.
Well, they don't have anybody else. Lillard expected to return on Sunday, though. So.
Yep, expected to return on Sunday. So until then, all the starters, probably even when Lillard comes back, all the starters 35-plus minutes. So Winslow just too cheap. Probably a core play, honestly.
If SGA sits out, we didn't obviously talk about Wiggins or Mann, but Jalen Williams at 4,200, probably a guy that we'll gravitate towards.
Yeah. I think that would be a very popular play because they could just play Giddy as their starting point guard.
Right.
And then you're just...
At the very least, there should be... it's the Thunder. We never know. But at the very least, there should be more minutes for Williams to go around.
I don't know why my brain just processed that. Like, SGA sitting is the worst case scenario. He has to play. Yeah. This is the worst. The Thunder having guys out is the worst. But I did just look it up. Just for us all tilt together. Yeah. When SGA has been off the floor, Josh Giddey is not surprisingly, the leader in usage, 29%. Lou Dort is second, 26.8%. Yeah. Dude, Lou Dort, 6.8% usage bump. Guess who the leader, though, is, John?
Is it Poku?
Nope, Jalen Williams. You started to be correct, and then you were wrong. 7.2% usage bump for Jalen Williams. Yeah. That is elite.
He's a bucket, dude. He's a straight up bucket.
That is elite. So
do like Lou Dort though. 30 fantasy points the other game too. So
agreed. No, I think if SGA sits, I think, and you know what?
We had that big sample last year with SGA out of the lineup too.
Yeah, we did. I can just look up last two seasons.
I think Giddey was on. They shut down Giddey. I think they shut down SGA. It might have just been the Lou Dort show, truthfully.
Yeah, last two seasons, Lou Dort is the leader, the clubhouse leader for usage rate.
Yeah.
27.6%, 5.3% usage bump. So
yep.
It's been solid last year. It's solid this year. I agree. 5,400 against the Spurs. That's elite.
I kind of hope that SGA sits.
So. Oh, don't say that. Oh, it's going to be the most painful rotation we've ever seen in our lives.
I kind of hope he does. Just so we can get these other guys at good prices because, you know. Anyways. Power forward here. Giannis is 12-4 in Madison Square Garden. You and I like to believe this narrative exists, that star players go into the Mecca and just dominate. He had 66 fantasy points against the Knicks already this season. That was at home.
He has a 50. I think he has a 54 point game in Madison Square Garden. Like 50 actual in Madison.
I mean, dude, 37, 36, and 38 actual points in three of the last four. Just uncharacteristically, like not putting together like big games. You know, he'll have 11 rebounds, he'll have 4 assists and 1 steal. Like he's not giving you that 38, 12, 8. 2-2 game where it's like, there it is, 70 fantasy points. But
right.
I would play him here. I would. I've been fading Giannis for a lot of this season. But I'm a sucker for our own manifested narratives. And you know what? Luca's gone it twice in the last 3 games.
Luca has. He sure has. He sure has.
So Giannis is due. Giannis is due.
I was looking through box scores right here. He played 2 games last year at Madison Square Garden, triple-doubled both of them. He played the Knicks 4 times last year, triple-doubled 3 times against them.
Yeah. Randall's just too small. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I do like Giannis. We've talked about Durant and Tatum already. LeBron got a little, after a big price bump, he's down a little bit here. I don't know if I'm going to get there. I feel like LeBron is a guy that does really well against Portland in his career for whatever reason. But, yeah, those are just, again, sort of self-created narratives there. Kuzma's been balling. You know, I have no problem running out Kuzma at $8,300. Probably not going to see a rebound from Randall.
You shouldn't just skip over Zion like he's not even there. You're just skipping over him.
$8,600. I'm not paying it. Not against Toronto. Not gonna do it.
All right. If McCollum doesn't play, don't play Zion. I'll gladly do it.
What about Bol Bol? 39 minutes the other day against Brooklyn. 41 fantasy points.
Paolo Banchero has recently come out and compared him to Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, I saw that.
Thoughts?
Yeah. He might not be wrong. Did you see Bol Bol do the pull-up three the other day?
Like, yeah, he's nuts.
I tweeted out yesterday. The Celtics traded him and PJ Dozier for cash to Orlando. Like, that was a mistake. You know?
That's when the Celtics had Bol Bol right now. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God. Could you pick 7-2 guy? We didn't even need Rob Williams to come back.
I'd play Bol Bol in tournaments.
Thoughts on Jaren Jackson here. No Towns, Gobert. He got 30 minutes finally against the Knicks, so that minutes limit seems to be gone. Any interest here in Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Yeah, because he also had 30 minutes. The scoring was great. The rebounds were fine. Where were the blocks? Like, this is a guy who's had three or more blocks and, you know, was getting chatter last year for Defensive Player of the Year because of how good he was on that end. So that will, you know, regress to the – give a little positive regression there. So, I would go with Jaren Jackson. I would also go with Jeremy Grant. I think both are very viable.
Play Grant now before Lillard comes back.
Yep, agreed.
Shots go away.
$200 cheaper, by the way. He's gone for 43 or more fantasy points in three straight games.
Yeah, back-to-back 40 fantasy point games for John Collins, but I'm not going to – I just can't.
You know what's so tilting? We talked about it last week.
Like, I said the exact same thing, but I'm not doing it. Not doing it.
He's so cheap.
You can't. If you want to go there, go ahead.
I won't. I didn't. We just mentioned that he's just so cheap.
I know. He is too cheap, but he's just been so inconsistent. Capella's bad. Yes. Like, I don't know. Poku at 46. Does he get the run today? 27 minutes?
You know the meme of Always Sunny, the guy where he's like going like this, or he's like, he's trying to figure out what the heck's going on. That's us with Poku. So, I mean, maybe you're more likely to play him if SGA's out, but like they also, if SGA's out, that does nothing like to correlate with Poku. You know, like they still have Robinson Earl, Beasley, Kendrick Williams, Jalen, it's a nightmare.
Yep. If Jaden McDaniels is out, you can play Jaden McDaniels at 46 if you wanted to. Kyle Anderson did play 27 minutes, gave you 23 fantasy points. He's $3,800 if you start.
Yep.
Patrick Williams let us down. I don't know if Phoenix is the spot to go back to him. Probably not. Any other power forwards?
Are Spurs guys out still? Because if they are, I would play McDermott for a value. I would punt. Yeah. Sohan's out. He's out for a week.
Yep.
And Bates Diop is questionable. If Bates Diop sat... Because Jakob Pertl's also out. Yeah, I think that I would give McDermott a look. He's been pretty good. 12 and 14 shots the last two games, 25 and 26 fantasy points.
Yep. Guys, a guy can shoot the basketball, that is for sure. So, sure, 3,600, not bad. Again, good environment for it.
Bates Diop, too, if he plays, Bates Diop.
Yep. All right, center position here. We just saw Jokic in this spot against Houston. 59 fantasy points in 27 minutes. Again, the question is just like, you know, does Houston hang? You know, I don't think they do, but they could.
You also have to factor in, like, Denver was just insane from the field. Like, Murray didn't miss. Jokic didn't miss. Yeah. Everyone off the bench didn't miss. Like, Devon Reed was not missing. Will they be that efficient again? I don't know. But, like, you're right.
You could pay Jokic, or Anthony Davis is still being Anthony Davis even with LeBron.
Yep.
At 10-7 AD, I think I would run that.
Yeah. And Embiid, I mean, I don't want to – Embiid's always a forgotten man, but, like, Embiid, nobody else. And I get
There's no Allen still?
Jared Allen's still out. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, Mobley defense – Mobley's great defensively, but, like, Embiid is a bully, dude. Yeah. He's going to bully Evan Mobley.
Yeah, he's a big boy. So Embiid's fine. I agree. AD at 10-7. I'm in on Sabonis' revenge game at 92. if you wanted to just game stack there.
Him and Halliburton. Just throw him and Halliburton in the revenge lineup, in your revenge narrative lineup.
Yep. Zinger out of nowhere for 41 actual against Minnesota the other day at 85. Can he do it against Brooklyn? Let me find out. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, seems high. Seems high. Let's see here. Turner's at 76. We like for tournaments. Ayton keeps playing really well.
He does.
78 for him.
Yep, it's expensive, but I can get there.
Yeah, I don't know about Mobley at 71, but he's been really good, obviously.
Nurkic. It's Nurkic in this tier, I think. 6,900, three straight 40-point games, three straight games.
Would you do Nurkic or would you go Gobert without Towns?
That's also fair. But, like, I don't even know if Gobert's usage is going to go up at all. Like, it's
I don't know if it goes up, but it feels like they may need him on the floor because they have those rotations where they have Towns slide over to the five.
That's fair. Yeah, 6,800 is a good price for Gobert.
So I think I would run that. Capella at 64, I don't mind. At 3,300, that's a good price tag for him there. Claxton's been really good. 40 on fantasy points again.
And no Simmons. So
no Ben Simmons. We didn't talk about Royce O'Neal, but again, somebody's playing with no Ben Simmons. Someone gets those minutes. So.
Joe Harris probably goes back into the starting lineup.
Okay. Let's see. Kelly O for tournaments at 57. Price is up there, but tournament play. Mitch Robb, would you
work? Yeah, all roads lead to Mitch Robb, 45. Yeah. And then whoever starts.
Definitely a foul spot game for him.
Definitely a foul spot. Also, whoever starts at center, your boy Zach Collins could start
only
here
for 19 minutes, though. Super annoying.
It's probably going to be Gorgui Dieng, and it's probably going to be the most tilting thing we've ever seen in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still play, even if Zach Collins didn't start, I would still play him because I think there's the 24-minute ceiling here for him.
Sure.
I also think he got thrown out of that Lakers game, if I remember correctly. He did something. So maybe there could have been more time.
Yeah, Dieng played 7 minutes last game. I don't know what that was.
No, I think Pearl was there. Collins got thrown out.
Okay.
Of that game, so he, I thought
Pearl didn't play in that game.
Yeah, he played.
He did.
Yeah, he played. Okay, but he left with he left after 10 minutes, and Collins played 19. So
okay. You know I like Zach Collins, so works. All right, build our lineup. Halliburton point guard.
Yep.
Noel at shooting guard.
Yep.
Who else? Who's our other value guy that we had in here? We had two, didn't we?
Slow-mo, we have...
Oh, we want Anthony Edwards, right?
Justice Winslow.
Oh, yeah, Winslow. Winslow at 46. Did we want Anthony Edwards?
We could definitely play Anthony Edwards. It's a good spot.
It's a good spot. I agree with you.
You could play Winslow at power forward if we need.
Yeah, let's go Winslow, power forward, Edwards... Winslow. Who's our center?
Go.
Do you want to do Zach Collins?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Collins. That's John Collins on Zach Collins. Zach Collins at 45. We got 6,500 for a guard here. Guard, forward, and utility. So we could probably spend up for one more guy.
Jamal Murray?
Sure, Murray.
Probably pivot to Giddy if SGA is rolled out there.
Yep. 6,100 forward, or utility player.
I mean, we could like spend down to like Trey Murphy or something,
Murphy.
And then what do we have for util?
We have $7,200 for a utility play. $7,200 util is
Jaren Jackson,
Keldon, Jaren Jackson. Yeah, let's get the other side of that Minnesota game. That works, or Grant or Jackson.
You pick.
Jackson works. I like the game flow. All right, so that's our lineup. Halliburton, Noel, Edwards. We have Winslow, Collins, Murray, Murphy, and Jackson as our lineup. 13 games. Playbook will be out. James and I will be in Discord and on Twitter if you have any questions, and we will catch you guys later.